This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Tournament is here.
10 minutes ago at BetMGM, this was 1.5, now it's 3.5.
It's time to choose a path.
The Clemson Tigers! Out of the ACC, headed to the Elite Eight.
This march to remember continues for NC State.
This one's over. Connecticut is going to the Elite Eight.
Are you Team Cinderella or Team Blue Chip?
They're the type of team that tends to just flame out real fast.
This is You Better You Bet, countdown to tip-off, presented by BetMGM. Here's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet's countdown to tip-off. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you today on the BetQL Network. Every game here is Game 7. No hot take BS on this show. We bring you the bets. We bring you the sports. Coming to you live this morning from the Odyssey app. Radio stations nationwide. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Twitch.tv/BetQL. Ken and I are here. We're bringing you the wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting on the NCAA tournament. The show, proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. And you can do so on an S3. Three words that all start with the letter S. Sensational Tournament Saturday. All starts with the letter S. March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2024. You can follow our show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. Me on Twitter and the gram, at The Costos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper. He's on X, at Lockie Lockerson. And on this sensational tournament Saturday, we're going to bring you three tremendous guests. At 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time, coming up 40 minutes from now, the Glass Man cometh. Our pal PJ Glasser, our teammate on the BetQL Network, the host of Send It In, weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, across all BetQL Network social platforms. PJ, who gave us last week Oakland on the money line against Kentucky. PJ, who gave us last Saturday Dayton team total under against Arizona. The Glass Man will give us his best bets for the elite round of the NCAA tournament. We will also be joined, as the show moves along, by the great Mike DeCourcy from Fox Sports, The Sporting News, and the Big Ten Network. Among other topics, we'll talk with Mike about Purdue and Tennessee with a berth in the Final Four on the line in the Midwest region. And we will get more bets for this weekend in college hoops from our friend Brad Evans from Live on the Line, sports betting television show on a stadium that we carry on our network as well. Brad Evans will join us in the second hour of today's program. Plus, it's another special start time for us today here on You Better You Bet's countdown to tip-off. We are your one-stop shop for all things betting on the NCAA tournament. Ken Barkley and I are going to recap last night's games, including Duke's injury-aided win over Houston that has the Blue Devils one win away from getting back to the Final Four. We will bring you line movement and analysis for all the Elite Eight games coming up this weekend, including Connecticut against Illinois later today as UConn's quest for back-to-back NCAA championships continues. Best bets for all the games coming up at the end of the show, and maybe we'll give you some NBA or Major League Baseball or National League hockey plays as well. I can tell you, I'm a hashtag sicko. I've already looked at the Major League Baseball board for today and absolutely love it. Oh, yeah. We're locked and loaded here. Sensational tournament Saturday. A little bleary-eyed here. A quick turnaround from late endings of the games last night, but we're happy to be here getting you set to bet the tournament. Ken Barkley, good morning. How's it going?
Yeah, I got the little dark circles under the eyes a little bit, but really like a really compelling 2 days of games that just ended. And yeah, I mean, you know, remember just, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon before the Sweet 16 round started, like what was the talk of the tournament was, like too chalky, You know, no upset. Like, this is gonna be so boring. This tournament stinks. Like, not just, you know, Oakland won, but that's kind of about it. And just, oh, if you advance chalk in your bracket, like everybody, okay. And then just 2 days later, after some really compelling, remarkable games, we have 2-1 seeds out. Carolina was eliminated 2 days ago. And obviously Houston, as you mentioned, was eliminated by Duke last night. So, you know, we had kind of entertained the idea, excuse me, of like, you know, one versus two in a lot of regional finals, all the ones making it. And we lose two of them. And that's not all. We also lose Marquette yesterday to NC State. I think a really surprising result to a lot of people, as you know, NC State, it's an ACC school. They're not like some Cinderella, right? This isn't like if Oakland won a couple games, but look, they're an 11 seed. They weren't going to make the tournament 3 weeks ago, and they're still around, and they're going to play Duke, which is just really funny in a lot of reasons, which we could talk about maybe in the next segment. They eliminate Marquette. Arizona loses to Clemson. So, I mean, for a tournament where, next year, maybe we'll have upsets next year or whatever, like, you have the chance to have some pretty crazy stuff happen here. I mean, God forbid UConn ever lost to Illinois today, the team now everybody thinks is just going to roll to the national title, and I do too, but, like, I mean, they take a loss to Illinois, like, I don't know what this Final Four is going to look like. Is Duke going to be the best team that makes the Final Four in the end? I guess Purdue would probably be the most likely team in that case, but for a tournament that didn't offer you a lot of upsets and seed upsets and unexpected results, the last 2 days have certainly offered a lot of that.
Yeah, who couldn't have seen a potential Illinois-Clemson national semifinal coming about a month ago? The answer, everybody. And we'll see if we do get that result coming up after the games today. So I guess we can start, kind of, Ken, like, recapping last night. Great job by you, whether it's injury or not, to Jamal Shedd, who gets hurt 13 minutes into the game. And obviously, like, Houston, not sung from there. Sharp had a chance to tie the game and send it to overtime in the closing moments with the three-pointer that glances off the front rim, and Duke is able to win. But like you said, you know, on our Selection Sunday show a couple weeks ago, you like Duke to come out of this region at price. And look, it doesn't matter like how it happens. You get Duke here -6.5 now in the Elite Eight coming up tomorrow against NC State to get to the Final Four. And we can talk about Duke's win and how likely Duke might be to take down NC State tomorrow. I just, like, I can't get past and feeling bad for Houston. And I know, like, you it's going to be great, like Duke, and I totally understand that. I bet on Houston last night, got some live bets in on Duke when Shedd sprained his ankle that ended up winning, thankfully, at the very end. But, I mean, this is now 3 straight years for Kelvin Sampson in Houston with injuries like hamstringing this team, pun not intended but also kind of intended, in the NCAA tournament. Shedd and Sasser, like, hurt last year. Sasser misses the tournament a couple years ago. And then their best player, like, in Kelvin Sampson, calls him after the game. And it's true. Like, the heart and soul of the team gets hurt. It's like, what are you supposed to do? Like, what do you do in that spot? And I'll give John Shire a lot of credit, and people would bag on Coach K, Ken, when he was the coach of Duke, for maybe, like, bad sportsmanship, like chiding Dylan Brooks after Oregon blew them out a number of years ago in the tournament. John Shire, like, kind of gets up there in the postgame press conference and kind of says, like, yeah, like, Shedd got hurt. Big advantage for us. And that's just kind of the way it goes sometimes. And now Duke advances to the Elite Eight. And Ken, they're favored now to make the Final Four, get back to the Final Four for the first time in a couple years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, and I thought the telecast did a really good job last night. And, you know, like the commentary teams are always excellent. But, you know, like, let's be honest, the NCAA tournament, it's about the commercial breaks. Get in as many as possible. Sometimes maybe you don't get the treatment of stories that you want in the big moment just because they have so many commercials they have to run to, you know, pay for this thing. And I thought they did an excellent job, not just the reporting on Shed constantly, but like a lot of graphics about literally what was the score since he got hurt. And every time they would show it, you would be like, yeah, like this. I mean, this was literally the key to the entire game, as if you didn't know that already. But like they were really hammering you over the head with it, which they should have. And it was great. I actually thought the telecast was excellent at that story last night and just constantly reminding you like, hey, Duke's up like 12. When he's out of the game, Duke's up 8 when he's out of the game. Like, that's how important it was. And, you know, you bring up the injuries for Houston. Like, obviously, like, Kelvin Sampson is built like a total monster. I mean, they're the best regular season team of the last decade, almost certainly, versus any team you want to bring up, UConn, North Carolina, Duke, whatever. They're the best in the 2020s. And you go through like kind of the flip side of the coin, which is like, well, you know, they just keep having these bad things happen to them. I mean, the craziest thing is you brought up all the injuries, which is great. The start of this run for Kelvin Sampson ends in the first season with one of the most memorable shots in the history of the NCAA tournament, and it's against Houston, which is Jordan Poole for Michigan in the second round. This was the first good Houston team, not a one seed, but the first time you were like, oh man, Houston. Like, they might be around for a while. Like, and they have been. They made a Final Four, obviously. And they got good luck to make the Final Four that they made. The one seed in their region got eliminated, Illinois. They played a upstart Oregon State team to make the Final Four that year. So it's the luck kind of works with you sometimes. Like, certainly worked with Duke last night, worked with Houston when they made the Final Four. And then for Houston, unfortunately, because you have so few tournaments, I mean, you're only in it once every single year, a lot of them have just gone against them. Bad injury luck, shot making against them. So just, yeah, like an interesting team. And, you know, I think a lot of us that just like to bet on the sport or talk about the sport, we always take Houston kind of seriously. In the regular season, you view them as one of the best teams the last few years, and you certainly rate them that way. And then in the tournament, you're like, well, I always kind of say like, well, I think they can win. Like, I think they're good enough to win, but. And there's always like it's always like, well, the offense can get kind of clunky, or they just never seem to come through in a big spot. And part of that's bad luck. And I think you allude to that. Another instance last night, totally agree. You know, Shed's basically trying to hold back tears on the bench as the Duke players come over to him after the game and you know, kind of pat him on the head and everything. Yeah, like that's a rough spot. And, you know, a really, really, here's a team that's gotten no breaks historically. An advantageous setup for Duke to now play a team that they played three times this season. They played three times this season. Definitely played in the ACC tournament quarterfinal. And they get them again with a chance to go to the Final Four.
This will be the third meeting coming up this season between Duke and NC State tomorrow. Duke beat them on the road in the regular season, and then NC State kind of thumped them. A 5-point margin of victory in the ACC tournament. NC State kind of thumped them in that game, and Duke had to come back at the end as NC State kind of like tried
three.
To give it away.
That was day three of five for NC State, the ACC tournament. That was the third day was when they beat Duke. Obviously beat Carolina on the fifth day.
And on the third day, NC State took down the Duke Blue Devils. The Wolfpack beat the Devils. Be honest here. Prior to Shed's injury, you had a position on Duke, and we can move on to like the other games in a second. How are you feeling about your Duke wagers at that point? Because I got to tell you, I had Houston pre-flop before the game started. Feeling pretty, pretty, pretty good up until the Jamal Shed ankle sprain last night. So how'd you feel prior to that? And then the aftermath, we can get to the other games coming up in a second.
Well, it was crazy, right? Because the game was a total rock fight before the Shed injury. And then he gets hurt and we go to halftime. And the scoring actually picks up a great deal from that point. I mean, the final score of the game is still a low scoring game. But I mean, we were 5-6 minutes without a field goal almost.
23-22 at halftime? I mean, that's an insane halftime score.
Lucky to be that. I mean, you know, Houston, Cryer, right, makes that runner right off the glass at halftime. Otherwise, it's even worse than that. Just that was the kind of game it was. And it basically just ended up being kind of the same kind of game where, yeah, like, look, you're watching the game, and this was true in the second half of the game, too. Duke just had a ton of trouble scoring, and that wasn't going to, whether Shedd gets hurt or not, Houston's defensive style, and they have enough depth to at least, like, defensively hold up. It just, Duke didn't, they knew what they wanted to do to a certain extent. It was just, it was going to be tough going. They were going to have a hard time scoring points, and then at the other end, it becomes the same thing because of Shedd's injury, and Houston was having a little more success scoring a little bit more. Look, I don't know who would have won if Shedd had gotten hurt, but obviously, like, you would consider Houston much more likely to win if he had played, even from watching the first 8 minutes, absolutely. Yeah, and it's, you know, the tough part is, like, that's the way it goes, right? I mean, you bet North Carolina the other night. Like, no one's, like, handing you a box of tissues right now and be like, oh, yep. Well, what if Withers doesn't take the three? Like, should you get half your bet back? Like, this is how this stuff goes. Right. Well, yeah, we would all take the handout. Right, we would all take the handout.
I don't even need the handout, Ken. I'll take the tissue. I was practically crying after the game.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, that's the way it goes. You know, well, two more games today. We'll have three games left next weekend, the two Final Four games and the national championship. Probably get a couple more instances like this. It's the Al Pacino, you know, game of inches speech from any given Sunday. Like, half step slow or fast, you don't quite make it. Like, that's the knife edge that the tournament sits on all the time. And yeah, just bad luck for Houston. Obviously, Duke, like, for Shire and, like, continuing to keep the program where it's at. A really important win. I think they're very likely, so does the market, to go to the Final Four. And look, if you're holding your bracket going like, what happened, which I think a lot of people probably are after the last couple of days, even just as a fan, if you like important games, you like memorable games in the tournament, there are two looming finals that are like really, really compelling. All the rest of them are compelling because you'd be like, I've never seen this before, but two where it's like historically like meaty things, and they both involve Connecticut winning from the left side, and one is UConn to play Duke. Like, Shire replacing Coach K gets to the title game with like a really good team. They would be an underdog in the game, but you figure Duke has the top end talent to maybe like hang with UConn for a little bit if the guards are making threes. Like, there's a version of Duke that's really, really good. I know they didn't score a lot last night, so you know, UConn, Duke, obviously the brand names are excellent, but the quality of play, you're trying to figure out who can give UConn a game. I think Duke could. And then look, I mean, I think the most tantalizing matchup, honestly, is best team against best player. And it's if UConn wins and they're the best team, and two-time national player of the year, Zach Edey and Purdue, the team looked amazing yesterday. Gonzaga gave them a great game. Gonzaga did not play poorly in the game whatsoever, and Purdue still blew them out. And you know, Edey against UConn, figure like him and Klingon is one of the great matchups remaining in the tournament if they end up playing. I think like as a fan, even like forget what your betting positions are, like I'm rooting for those two finals just because I think those would be like kind of like you'd actually get a pinnacle kind of a moment in the tournament final as opposed to, you know, like UConn NC State. Like, great, maybe they upset them. UConn would be a 17-point favorite in the game. I mean, it would just be a projected blowout. So I think we have two finals remaining that are like really, really interesting stuff, and I'll be curious to see if we get them.
Duke-UConn is the one that interests me the most. Just think about the tournament history between those two teams. Like Christian Leitner's buzzer beater in like the 1990 NCAA tournament against Jim Calhoun in Connecticut. The 99 title game won in upset fashion by Rip Hamilton and Connecticut. 2004 Final Four game, Emeka Okafor and UConn beating Duke en route to another national championship against Georgia Tech. So maybe we'll get Duke and UConn coming up in the title game. On the other side, we will continue to recap last night, including Marquette couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat, and the line movement for this weekend in the Elite Eight. It's Nick and Ken, You Better You Bet's countdown to tip off here on the BetQL Network.
You're listening to You Better You Bet countdown to tip off on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.